entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And HI Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641. For information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to HI Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 US 19, right at the corner of US 19 and Sunset Point Road, or HI Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 US 19 at the corner of US 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Brian Cash, another one in the books. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. How about you?
It's a little scratchy. What happened?
Well, yeah, we're working on that. Just keep going. But here's Jay. Jay's on.
Still here, kicking these rocks around.
Yeah, hey, Jay, we got hit by lightning.
No way.
Yeah, tell them what happened, Bobby.
Well, I don't know. It's sore subject.
But I'm just saying to you. No, yes. But people need to know why we're not coming in.
Yes, yes. Well, no, we
have to give them a reason.
It's in your earphones. Everything else on the air is fine.
Do you hear me clearly, Jay?
I do.
Yep.
Okay, because we got hit by lightning yesterday.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Okay, was it a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, the residual effects.
Okay.
What did it do? It ran through all the wires? That's a lot of wires.
Yeah, that's a lot of wires.
Yeah, that's what they've been told.
Oh, my God.
Every day we come in, there's engineers in here trying to figure it out. And
I touch two together, and sometimes it works.
Right. Oh. So what? It's amazing. Just think about that. When acts of God happen, right, can you be mad at someone?
I got struck by lightning. Can you be mad at it? No, you can't. You got to take it for what it is and run with it.
Is it true lightning doesn't strike twice in the same spot, or is that just a myth?
No, three times. It's a myth.
It's a myth? Really?
All.
Same tower three times.
Really?
He said three times. Same tower.
Right, because it's a tower and it's metal.
Yeah.
Is there a way?
Debunks that.
So is there a way to put something on like that to stop it?
Oh, yeah. It has lots of that, but sometimes it's what makes its way through.
Right, it's a big tower.
And sometimes you get that direct hit on the right side.
It's amazing.
You got that right angle.
Yep.
Right angle, and it just runs right through it all.
Big lightning round, yep.
Now, does that look, because we're in five counties, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, is there a different tower for a different county?
There's two more, yes, yes. So the two in Pasco. And they're doing well.
They're fine. It's just the one in Pinellas that got hit.
Yes.
Ain't that something, huh?
It's exhilarating, definitely. I'll tell you, lightning is exhilarating.
That's it.
I got hit by lightning. I fell to the ground. I woke back up smoking, walking sideways, droopy-faced, and I couldn't hear anything. I looked at my sister. She looked at me and started screaming, and I couldn't even hear her. Her face became flush white. I turned around. I was like, she's crazy in my head. I was like, she's crazy. I turned back around, grabbed the bike by the handlebars again, and another bolt hit and woke me up. And I snapped out of it, and I said, run now! And we started running. We ran under the gazebo, and freaking, I had burns on my socks, singes. Oh, my God, the ambulance came. They put an EKG machine all over my body. And I was like, give it to me straight, doctor. Am I going to live? And they're like, you're perfect. I was like, thank you. Thank you. You know, and then they left, and then now I'm here talking about it. Yeah, so it's crazy.
I wonder why. You know, one time there was a skimmer, right? You skim, you pull with the skimmer, and then there's the cord that plugs into the filter. I was holding the plug that goes into the filter at the same time skimming it, and I got electrocuted. So I'm gonna say something, and it was my neighbor that said, let go. What is the odds of him being there? I didn't know what to do because I was a child. Do you believe that maybe, and I know this is really gonna sound crazy, so I just lost all my advertisers. Do you think maybe by getting electrocuted, it could also heal your body?
You know, so I sell rocks
for a living.
Is that
stupid?
Rocks,
is that
fossils,
stupid?
Minerals.
Right. Yeah.
No, let me, and I took a step back. I took a step back when I got struck by lightning, and it slowed me down. It was the only thing in life that slowed me down with my hyperactiveness and my ADD, ADHD. It was the only thing that slowed me down from where I got to go. So with me slowing down for a second to regroup, because I was like, dude, I just almost died. That is an epiphany on its own, getting struck by lightning. So it's kind of like a wake-up call to never give up on your dreams. You know what I mean? So for some people, you know, they take the brunt force and they don't make it out alive. And some people, it's like almost like a wake-up call, almost like an alarm clock in their body to say, do it. Life's too short. get the job done, what you need to do, and take care of business. And so, you know, I feel so bad for the people that never made it. Some people, it cooks their bones and it dries out all their bone marrow and they're brittle for the rest of their life.
Really? Can you, real quick, can you Google how many times Lee Trevino was hit on the golf course? Apparently, because when you think about it, when you're golfing, right, and you have the metal iron in your hand, I think he's been hit, I'm going to guess, the over and under is going to be 3. Imagine being struck 3 times. But that's Lee Trevino. I know he's famous for being hit by lightning. I wonder if, Bobby, have you ever been hit by lightning?
I have not. Just been in a building that has.
Right.
3 times.
3 times. What does it say? Can you read it to me? Like, what does it say?
Golfer Lee Trevino has been struck by lightning 3 times, including once while playing in the 1975 Western Open.
Wow.
So right. Him and the station have something in common.
Yeah. So that's something. 3 times. He's got you beat.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder, but, David's going to be calling in. I wonder if he's ever been struck by lightning.
Oh, my God. Matter if the whole team has got struck by lightning. They're like, yeah, we all have. All of us. Yeah. No, but, you know, so I sell rocks and fossils for a living. And, you know, when lightning hits sand, it turns into fulgurite. And what it does is it grows roots in the sand underground, and it leaves behind crystal tubularizations, and it's almost like roots growing underground, and then it fuses the sand together and makes it called fulgurite. So a human body is like 80 or 90% liquid salt saline solution. Their blood's made of like a saline solution. So I was thinking. So if somebody gets hit, that's human, and does that make their body turn into a fulgurite?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, does that? You know what I mean? And if it does somewhat turn into a fulgurite, does that mean that you're now a straw drinking energy or drinking knowledge from all around? You know what I mean? Because it turns into like a tube. The sand turns into like a tube, and it's called fulgurite. Does it make a human body almost turn into a fulgurite also? You know what I mean? And if it does, yeah, you never know. You'll never know, you know. But for me, the lightning was my wake-up call to really crank things up, because I was lost there for a little while. You know, I was regrouping my life before the lightning. You know, I broke up with my ex. You know, I moved back home with my parents. You know, all these like new beginnings were coming in front of me, and then this bolt of lightning hit me, and it pretty much energized my battery to say never give up on your dreams, Jay. Huh. You know, somebody asked.
Right?
Me,
are you doing like right now? Are you doing $1 million a month in sales?
No, I wish.
What was the numbers that you're doing a month?
120, 150, 100, you know, I mean, but that's on a slow end. You know, this is on a baby.
What's the best month you ever did?
Like 179.
179,000 in a month.
Yeah.
So that's over, like, that's close to 45,000 a week. That's a lot of money going through your hands, Jay.
I'm very talented at what I do. You know what I mean? I'm the mouth of the South. You know, I got the eyes of the tiger, so I know how to buy. I know how to buy rocks properly. You know, I know the perfect price of what I could resell it for, and people could still make money and resell it. You know, and I know how to, like we were saying the other day, remember, they're not just buying the rocks, they're buying me.
Right, that's true.
You know, they're buying my personal ability. You know what I mean? You know, I've been through so much. You know, I pretty much almost died 20 or 30 times in my lifetime. You know, car wrecks, never driving. I've been struck by lightning. I stepped on a water moccasin. I fell out of a tree backwards. My umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck when I was in my mom's stomach, and I gave her black and blue marks outside of her belly of footprints. So, you know, and even the doctors killed me one time when they were taking out my tonsils. They could not knock me out. They gave me anesthesia, and they said to count back from 100. I got down to 50, and they're like, and I was like, am I supposed to be sleeping? I'm on the cutting table getting my tonsils taken out, and I'm like, am I supposed to be sleeping? They're like, he's still up. and they double injected me with the anesthesia fast. They did it fast the second time, and they killed me on the cutting board, man. Code blue went over the intercoms. My mom started freaking out. I was only 14, 13 years old, man, and my mom knew that something was wrong. And I thank goodness I walked out of it. I woke up out of it. But, you know, I've been through so much, and I understand life and death, where most people, they live their whole lives never understanding it.
Right. You know, that's if you can be grateful for the little things. We got to go to a hard break right now.
Yes, we can do that. I have a song ready, and then I'll switch colors here.
Okay, we're gonna go. We're gonna put a song on in honor of Jay's treasures. Stay on the line,
all
Jay.
Summer long.
Right.
Ready.
Somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like we didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake.
All right, now we got both Jay and Leo on.
Jay, Leo.
Here we go again.
Okay, so anyhow... Mr. Leo, have you ever been hit by lightning?
Never.
Close.
No, never. I always see them away from me, but my goodness.
Yeah, because our station got hit by lightning, right?
And
it's
it's
the third time it's got hit by lightning.
Oh, God.
And then Jay, that does the rocks, he was hit by lightning. And then so is that amazing? Bobby, have you ever been hit? I asked you this, right?
No, not directly.
Not direct. I wonder, David's going to be coming on pretty soon, and I wonder if he's gotten hit by lightning. You know, it's an amazing thing is life, you know, you think about it. If you live, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. So like when someone gets hit by lightning, they're gone. So the deal is, why not live in the now? Like right now, it's me.
You got to live the minute.
Right, Leo, you're here right now on the radio, right?
That's right.
You're being heard in 5 counties. Right now.
Wonderful.
Now, though. You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
You're not.
You know what's now considered? Now it's considered the present. So this is your every moment of now is a present, and you have to unwrap it and open it and enjoy it at every moment.
Yeah, like what do you get at Christmas time? You get a present. It's a gift.
So you got to enjoy the present. You got to enjoy your present.
Every morning, every day.
So Leo, what do you got going over there at your restaurant? And remember, I had asked you, how'd you name it? What is the name, and where are you?
Yes, or more Mexican cuisine and tequila. It's down here in Alderman in 19.
Okay, and then right there is the fitness center, too, so people can use that as a landmark.
Right,
it used to be LA Fitness.
It used to be. No,
right.
I can't remember the name of it.
But that's okay, but it's a fitness center right there, Alderman Plaza, Alderman Road in US 19. I always tell people, like, when you do an ad or something or a promotion, like if I say to you, 326471 U.S. Highway 19. Do you know where that is?
Nope.
But if I say the Alderman Road and U.S. 19 in the Alderman Plaza, do you know where it is? Like, people don't know addresses.
That used to be in the corner when you see the big tree, you turn right.
There you go. Look for the big tree.
That's right.
Yeah, so tell us. So what is makes your Mexican restaurant? What do you like? What pride? What's your mission? Because one of the things you were saying to me is that you're authentic. Like, what does it mean to be an authentic Mexican restaurant?
We want to introduce, a cuisine that everybody knows, but we have different part of the menu. We got, the American side that we call the gringos, that you can find your chimichangas, your quesadillas, your fajitas, but also we wanna show the other side is from my town that we use, enchiladas, sweet sauce. We got a beautiful mole. We got a carne asada. We got chilaquiles. We have birria. That's a lot of people get to know. And also we got tacos. We got traditional tacos, al pastor. There are a lot of people from California love that. And the flavor, we have pineapple with that. We have a special one, if you like, a mix between sea and pork. We call it callo de hacha. It's a scallop with pork belly. That's an awesome combination right there that, we got in the menu. We just tried to look into something on the presentation, looking better on the plate. And I'm not saying that, we're excellent, but we like to take the details and the time to serve the plate.
Right. It does make a difference, the presentation, right?
Yeah. Because we use a certified Angus beef for the steak. We don't use ground beef, but we use the steak. And also we use 100%, if you can call it, natural chicken for our chicken plate. So it really take a little more preparation. It's just better taste on the meat and, on the flavor profile.
Well, that's wonderful.
Menu? You're making me crave tacos right now.
Yeah, everybody's. Yeah, what we're going to do is just have a party at your restaurant, and what we're going to do is just invite all the people we do business with, and you can, we'll just work out a deal. Because I tell you what, it sounds good.
On Friday and Saturday, we're having, a guy coming in, like music from, 6 to 9, so people can come and enjoy that. And, we got gringoritas. That's another thing that, the margaritas that we got is that they're awesome. That's 12, 16 ounces and 32. So it's, little for everybody.
Let me ask you a question. Where would you like the traffic report to be, before or after the traffic report? Because our traffic report starts in 20 seconds. Give us the name of your restaurant.
Just
a
more Mexican cuisine and tequila.
And Jay and Leo, stay on the line. We got to go to a traffic report.
You got it. All right.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joe's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 5:30 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. This Brian Cash Clause traffic report is brought to you by Smokin' Tokens, 712-796-7858 on Gulf to Bay, 1438 Gulf to Bay in Clearwater. Taking a look at Pinellas County, we have our major problem we're looking at is I-275 southbound before Gandy Boulevard blocking the right shoulder, so keep an eye out for that. Another disabled vehicle, I-275 southbound at Roosevelt Boulevard going over to Hillsboro. Usual slowdowns around the airport. Another collision at I-275 just before Lois. That's going northbound, has the right shoulder blocked. A vehicle fire on the Veterans Expressway northbound on the ramp to exit 4. That's Hillsboro Avenue. It has the left lane of the on-ramp or the off-ramp blocked. Keep some... Really busy out there on the roads today. Currently, your temperature is Clearwater 84 degrees and fair skies. Dade City 90 degrees and sunny skies. And Zephyr Hills 90 degrees and sunny skies. Going back to the Brian Cash Claw Show right after this. It's Florida, and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard. 727-600-0751. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Well, there you go. We're back. Leo, you there?
I'm here.
And Jay, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. You know, we have a guy that, you know, those food, I know this has nothing to do with you guys, but you ever see those food trucks? Have you ever had a food truck, Leo?
Never, but I have friends that they do have. Beautiful, though.
It's amazing, right? And I know we want to promote your restaurant, but there's this guy that has, he, you know what he gives? A 1 pound sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine how much meat that is, right? And he's we promote him. He's at Missouri Avenue, and he's right by right by the Walgreens. And you get you get the sandwich, right? You being a restaurateur, knowing how much meat 1 pound is. Could you imagine? Just like I said, are you kidding me? Right? It's $16.95, right? Right? So you get what you pay for. But you know what?
Oh, that's nice.
Could you imagine that? Do you imagine? I wish I. So anyhow, he's been bringing in the sandwiches, and you try to explain to someone what pound, how much does, what is like Subway? Does anybody know how much meat Subway puts on? Like or like a?
Not that much. I'm telling you that.
Not a pound.
No.
Right. No. But anyhow, we just
all
did.
All the weights, the bread.
Right.
That's right.
So anyhow, he's a really, this guy is so cool too. Yeah, so, you know, the food truck things are something else that's taken off too, right, Leo?
Oh, yes, they are.
Did you almost get into a food truck yourself? Like, think about it?
No, I helped a couple friends to get it. And one of the things that really did is, you know, fresh food. Like this gentleman right here with 1 pound, something special that is going to be different from everybody else.
Right.
And the flavor profile from there is going to be unique. So you can find that in any place. That's going to be the spot that you want to be.
That's right. Yes. Can I ask you this, Leo, too? Like, what is your like background just a little bit? Because I know you've been there for 4.5 months. You've been in North Carolina.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about who you are and what your accomplishments were.
Yeah, being here for 21 years, kind of like work in the restaurant business forever, work with food companies for manufacturers and all that, and had the business with, you know, my compadre, Miguel Cuevas, who is the chef, and he's designed the menu. You know, we've been just talking about it. He just opened a restaurant, looking at his recipes, the flavor profile and all that. Is just coming to Florida because we were looking for something right here to the same, you know, flavor profile. When you eat something, you want to get that, you know, flavor in your mouth. You can taste everything. And being in the restaurant business, you always go to these food trucks, restaurants, and try to say that. And that was part of my job, too, selling to restaurants, tour different places, and, you know, become kind of like a why and how you prepare a meal is really awesome.
Wow. That's so true what you just said. Boy, if the truth has ever been said, it was said there.
And I have actually eaten there a couple
times. And the true stuff.
Oh, did you hear that, Leo? Leo, remember I was telling you? I didn't even know, to tell him the story, how you go there, and then...
Yeah, so Floyd and I actually were working one day, and we saw, we were passing out books, and Taco Flaco used to be our client, where your guys are located now. Yeah, sure, so sure. I was like, oh, hey, you guys, and you were open. So we can't, oh my gosh, I'm not even kidding, I'm so serious. It was the best burrito I have ever had in my entire life.
Right, because you came home with all that Mexican food.
Yes, and it was so much, I could not even eat it all. I couldn't even eat half of it, actually.
Because we got four kids, too, she had to feed. So you brought home a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
And it was great.
That was really awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Seriously, it was very, very good. You guys got to go check them out. The cheese sauce, the burrito, everything was just delicious.
Very good. Remember I was telling you that, too, Leo?
And it's so cool. It's when you go, because they bring a bottle of really ice cold water for the table for you to pour yourself. It's amazing. Everything looks so nice in there. It's so immaculately clean. I mean, every inch of that place is immaculate.
Yeah, I wondered. See that? It sounds stupid, but did you hear that, Leo? It sounds like
the water,
so she was impressed by ice cold water.
Yes.
Right. No,
that
really.
That was the thing that we were looking for. Yeah.
And you know why she noticed it? Because you're out passing out books and you're hot.
Yes.
And then someone brings nice ice cold water to you. Really, Leo, that's fantastic. You know what? Johnny's Italian restaurant, he's a good friend of mine. Do you know what he said the most important thing to bring is? The bread. And then he makes the bread at 4:30, 5 o'clock, right? So now when the bread comes out fresh out of the oven, it's called Johnny's bread, right? He says that's the first thing people get is the bread.
Here, the first thing you get is a fresh bottle of cold water and homemade tortilla chips
that are
still warm.
Really?
Oh my God!
So good.
You know, most big chain restaurants, they microwave the chips.
Really?
Oh my God! To have it freshly made is amazing. Most of the chips in Outbacks and all these big chain places are microwaved. You know, or they put them on a special fake microwave thing that's like an oven, like one of those conventional oven things. And they cook it. They cook it like that. If you're making it fresh, oh my God, you're a rarity.
Do you know what we have here?
We
had a 5-star chef, right, bring in homemade meatballs the size of softballs, right? It's Chef Floyd, right? Hey, Bobby, how are they?
Gosh.
Amazing. Unbelievable.
Wow. I got Bobby. I got him. Every time I ask him a question, I tell him that's what I want my answer to be. Hey, Bobby, what do you think of Brian, their radio host?
Oh, unbelievable.
He's plus amazing.
Amazing.
So, what do you think of my personality?
No, the mic quit working.
That was a good one, Bob.
Yes. We're not a glum lot, are we?
No.
We're
positive and bring spirit back, and we try our best.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, you got to go check out Ya Se Amo. Did I say that right?
Yes, you said perfectly fine.
Do you know what it means? Because I do.
I do not. What does it mean?
It means let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
That is a great name.
The only reason I knew that is I took the time to talk to someone before the interview. You know, usually I don't do that because I'm unprofessional. You know, but now I knew. Yeah, so did you call Dave up?
Well, that's what we were just...
We're going to take a quick little song
break.
But
did you call him, though, to let him know?
We're gonna take a song break, and we're going to get him on the air here.
Okay.
All right.
We got a guy that's... This company, you guys... They're doing a 20-year anniversary, and they're at the pier, right? And he's having live music there, and it's at the pier in downtown St. Pete. It's basically going to be like a $25 donation, and then he's taking all that money and giving it to the teachers. And it's a party going on right now at the pier. So if you're near downtown St. Pete, go to the pier And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to donate $200 if Dave's listening. I'm donating $200 to the teachers from here.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back
to you.
People on now.
Wow.
So we're
that's got, even after
Dave's on now too.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of that song?
Great White Rock Me.
Is that a hit? Like, is that considered a hit? Like, what is it in the top 10?
I think it is.
That's all I'm doing.
Oh, he's got a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, that was something. I really enjoyed that song.
I did too.
All right, we're having Dave. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Dave.
To a quieter spot.
There you are.
Yeah, we're having trouble today, Dave. Technical troubles. But
okay.
Because we got hit. We got hit by lightning. So we're trying to do the best we can. But let me ask you a question, Dave. Tell us what's going on there with the 20th anniversary.
Well, we have a big party, free food and drink from 5 to 8, and we're just asking people to make a $25 donation to any elementary school teacher, and we'll send the money to them in their name. And it's our 20-year anniversary. We're at the beginning of the pier, Fresco's Waterfront Bistro, and so that's it.
Say the name slow again.
Fresco's Waterfront Bistro.
Can I ask how you came up with the name?
It's just fresh, and we're on the water.
Fresco.
So, you know, fresco kind of just means fresh, and we're on the water. And you know, bistro has that nice little, you know, sound like it's like a fancy, good tasting food.
100%, it really does. Words are important. It's like you say, I have to do something, or I want to do something. See the difference? I get to do something. Right, like say
my day job is I'm an attorney, so I understand 100% what you're saying.
Right, words are important. And then like I heard an attorney on the TV I was watching. He already said that I wanted to scream at, since you're an attorney. He goes, I think my client might be innocent. And I was just like, did he just say that? So I recorded it. Or I think my client, there's a difference. I know my client's innocent. You see the difference?
Yeah, well, you know, the one thing about if the client makes a statement, it's admissible. If the lawyer makes a statement, it's not. So that's why you're allowed to say all the time, no, he's innocent. Once the truth comes out, you'll see, you know.
Right.
And most of the time, that's not true, but that's what you're allowed to say.
Right, I get what you're saying too, but you're an advocate for him, right? So you got to do
100%.
Right. So you got to do what's best for him, not. And I hate to say it this way, but not. And I hate to say it this way, right? But not the truth sometimes, because you have to be an advocate to get him off. That's your job.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you're allowed to spin. You're not allowed to lie.
So right,
if you spin something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, I get it. But you got to say, I know my client's 100% innocent. But we have a video of him doing the crime in his DNA. But it says 1 in 7 billion. So there's 7 million. There could be someone in China that did it.
That's right.
That DNA stuff. But you know what also? That DNA stuff also gets people off, too. A lot of innocent people were put in jail because of faulty evidence.
Right, I mean, a lot of people are getting off, but, you know, every now and then you'll hear of, you know, somebody who manages to, you know, learn about DNA, but got a fake blood, you know, taken, you know, or switched. So there's other ways that, it can hurt you.
Right. That's true, too. Right. Because then contamination, how it was handled.
Yeah.
And then if someone's...
A water bottle could blow 3 miles down right to the scene.
Right. Right.
And you're like, we got him.
Well, they just figured out...
A phone number.
Right. They just figured out in the Whitmore kidnapping, the whole people behind it were the FBI, right? Paying these guys, giving them credit cards and stuff, saying the ringleader of the conspiracy was the FBI informant.
For real?
Yeah, you should look into that. It's just crazy.
Wow.
So that's why they got off, some of them. Most of the charges, but conspiracy, they couldn't beat that because conspiracy is an easy one to prove. But the actual mastermind behind it was the FBI informant, and he gave them credit cards. And the one guy says, no, I don't want to do it. He actually lived in you're a Mexican restaurant, right, Leo? He lived in the basement of a Mexican restaurant and had no water. And this is the guy that they said was a ringleader. He didn't even have water, and he was homeless, living in a basement.
Yeah, well, the informants typically have a checkered past.
Right, and what do you do with that? Like, you have an informant that has a motive to get off on something. They're going to lie, and that's another thing the system has on you, too, is we'll charge you with a crime if you don't be a witness for us. I mean,
that's basically it.
Well, why? And then they'll lie just to save their own self.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they do. They get witnesses, they get other criminals to testify against other criminals.
So, but with something that gets them off, too. It's not like they're just doing it, right? Like my friend, it was a murder case. This is back 30 years ago in New York. And they were trying to, like, say to him, like, if he's not a witness, they'll put in the crime on him. But he stood his ground, and he didn't do it. But that's basically what they said to him. You know?
Either you testify. But you testify, or we're coming after you.
Right.
And everybody's like, all right, then I'll tell. Anyway, I'm going to get back to...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry for getting on to that. But just tell us a little bit about what type of food you serve there.
We have all kinds of food, a lot of seafood, and we have, pasta dishes and basically a mixed fare so that, if you're coming in off the boat, you can snack on chicken wings, or if you're coming in for dinner, you can get, fresh snapper or grouper, mahi, and other specials that we run. Kind of whatever you're in the mood for. And we're the only restaurant in downtown St. Pete, right there on the water overlooking the marina. So it's a pretty view when you're sitting here.
It's romantic.
And, so that's how I've managed to survive 20 years, because I've got a good view.
Right.
If somebody wants to donate, but they can't make it and they want to call, is there a call number that they could call and donate money to?
Yeah. They could, 894-4429 is the restaurant. And I'll send you guys, it's just basically Pinellas County Schools. We were giving the money to elementary school teachers. So, and then you can also recommend a teacher. So if somebody, we all know an elementary school teacher who's worked hard probably has to put some of their own money in, to get something for the classroom, be it a hamster or some project they want to work on. And so I figured this is a good way to I'll throw the free party, but everybody has to kind of think back and make a small donation to recognize a teacher or hand it back to them, so it makes it easier for teachers here in Pinellas County.
Do you know who Michi is, the philosopher, Dave? Okay, he said how the student pays back the teacher is the student doesn't remain a student.
That's correct. Yes.
What good leaders do is they teach other people to be leaders. right? That's the thing, is if you're a leader, you change one person's life, you've changed the world. And that's what the teachers do.
In an event like this, where we have, you know, probably 300-400 people, you know, all of them having to, you know, reaching out and making a donation to an elementary school teacher, it makes everybody reflect on, you know, what the teachers go through and how many of them, you know, make sacrifices to try to provide and teach their kids. And so I think, and you know, by spreading it out with so many people and making, you know, having hundreds of people make a donation to that, it's just a good moment to sit back, you know, now that school's back in session here in September.
Wow. This Fauci just said, like, this is just because we have it on here. He just got interviewed, and he was just saying that it did hurt the students for the close down. Like, the kids are behind.
Oh, 100%.
Right, and they said, do you think it hurt the kids? He was just interviewed today, right? And he said the question.
100%.
Right, and then and more so the minority kids that don't have computers. So, ironically, it's the...
Yeah.
They got their score levels are down 24%. Minority, whatever.
Wow.
You could be a white minority, too. I'm just saying low income.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Anybody
they got hurt the worst.
Computers, yeah.
Right? So it's...
Well,
it's,
and the Zoom thing, you know, it's one thing to, you know, if you're doing it for work and you really need to pay attention, it's another thing if you're a student where, you know, naturally at that age, you're not always that enthused about learning.
Right. You don't know any better. Right.
Yeah.
But if you had the...
All right.
Yeah, so that's good stuff, Dave.
All right.
Anyhow,
well,
you have
again,
a good...
I appreciate the plug, and then we'll come by and feed you sometime and say hello. And I just said hello to your friend, Terry. And so hopefully we'll all catch up. But once again, thanks again for supporting us and giving us a little promotion.
You deserve it. You're a good man.
All right, thank you.
But I just want to end with this. Can I end with this? You ready?
Yeah.
My client is innocent, 100%, no doubt. How is that?
Absolutely. He did not do it. And I don't care if they saw him standing over the dead person with a gun or a knife. It was not him.
It's
he
not
didn't
him.
Do it.
It's his.
Have you heard of Photoshop?
That's
Have you
it.
Heard of Photoshop?
He's innocent. If a glove don't fit, you must acquit.
You should have been an attorney.
Yeah, you're a good man, David.
You're a natural.
That's it.
I got to do a promo for one of our awesome clients.
All right, bye, David.
Oh, you guys can hold on.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See
you
later.
Guys
right,
can
bye.
Hold on. So, Smoke and Token. Smoke and Token, he is actually moving back to Iowa, where he originally was from, but their website is booming, and he wants to talk about, you guys can go on the website at Smoke and Token. And it's smokeandtokenthc.com, and use a promo code, and you get 50% off.
Wow.
50% off.
That's amazing, 50% off.
Yes.
Because, and then, you know, this guy, too, you ever, like, Leo, you ever do business with some people that are not fair or dishonest? Have you
sometimes.
Ever? Yeah, sometimes. Not often.
I want my attorney.
That's it. But
another quote. I just want to, you know, for Dave, we want to do $300 in gift cards for those teachers, man.
Really?
I don't know how we do it, but
you're
just
awesome.
Let me know how I can get those to them.
Yes, we'll pick them up from you. We'll pick them up.
Or whatever, and I would love to do donate $300
right.
and gift cards for this picture.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I can't wait
Thank
to
you.
Call David and tell him this.
Yes.
No, please let him know.
But what I wanted to say is that this guy, Smoke and Token.
Yes.
He's probably the most honorable guy I have ever done business with.
He is a great guy.
You ever meet someone like Leo or Jay, like you just, everything they say, they do? Have you ever met someone like that? Like, he says he's going to call you. He calls you.
Yeah.
I mean, I just you want to know you're doing business with an honorable guy, right? It's Frank from Smoke and Token.
Yes, and that's, go check him out, smokeandtoken-thc.com. It's 50% off, and the promo code that you got to type in is actually WEED.
Oh, wow. That's the deal.
Yep. All right.
So then, Jay, ask my friend Leo a question about his restaurant.
Leo, tell us what's your favorite dish in your restaurant.
Oh, my God, that has to be Saturday and Sunday. We have brunch, and we have huevos rancheros from 11 to 3. That's going to be one of the big ones.
What is it?
Huevos rancheros is going to be eggs with the little sauce, rice, and some chips. You're going to love it. It's just wonderful flavor.
How could someone, have a Facebook or something? I don't have a pen with
me. We do have.
Hold on one second. Can you write this down? Okay, Bobby's going to write it down. What's your website?
It's Yasermo, it's www.yasermomex.com.
Say that back to him.
One more time.
Wait, just say it back to him, Bobby, so if you have it.
I'm missing the after the R.
Say it again.
As in Mike O. Let me start from the top. It's YASERM as in Mike O, M as in Mike EX.com.
And then the Facebook too? Is the Facebook?
That's going to be Facebook, and you can go to, we got everything on the website, and also you can go.
Okay. And you have photos on the website too?
We got an Instagram, we got Facebook.
Wow.
We got everything.
That's so good.
You can find us in Instagram too, so you can see the pictures.
Right. I think that's important. I think that's important, right? And then, our job is on the radio.
Let me tell you this. When you see the pictures, that's the way you're going to see it in the restaurant.
Wow.
It's not a fake picture. It is the play that we present. Miguel does an excellent job on that. It's just my partner Miguel, my friend, my compadre, he did an excellent job on that.
Yeah, do you think someday you can come into the station too with some of the food?
We can do that. I have to convince him to do it.
Yeah. And then Jay.
We will do that.
Jay. Ask Jay a question about his rocks. Jay sells rocks. You still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell us, let's end the show with a positive message from Jay.
You want me to say something?
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
All right, well, I've realized in life that you have to just make the best of it. There's always going to be hard times, you know. There's always going to be those ups and downs. But just look at the beauty of what a rock can show and hold. Because on their worst days, they made it their best. If you look at the beauty that a rock can hold with the customness of the molecules growing together in such a sequence that it looks so magical, those stones were made from volcanoes erupting, from meteor strikes slamming to the ground, tectonic plates slapping back. So all these worst times they've ever seen, they made it their best. And each and every person in the world can do the same thing because we're all made from stones. If you Google what's in a human body, we have gold, silver, platinum, iron, calcium. We have so much of the same minerals that are in the ground in us. So that shows that even on your worst days, you can make it your best.
Right. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.